For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
We're very excited to welcome 2024 National High School Hall of Fame inductee Eddie George to the show. Eddie, this is legit a dream come true for me. Yes. This is an incredible honor to have you on, and thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Man, not a problem, man. What a hell of a day, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was an awesome night. It was impactful. It was moving. The various stories you heard from each inductee, it was long, but it didn't feel long. You know, it was well worth it to hear people just recognize their loved ones, take time to appreciate the people that really impacted them throughout their careers. Just hearing from the Hall of Fame coaches, mm-hmm. you know, just the amount of coaches that have coached in Northeast Ohio.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. And the impact they've had on football in general. Like, we're talking about the Stoops and Vrabel and Blue Holtz. I mean, just the list goes on. We're talking about some real guys. And it just makes you feel proud to be a part of that. So, you know, just to be inducted with the group of men, for the second class for the National High School Hall of Fame is remarkable.
I thought it was a very cool dynamic up on stage. You have college and NFL legends on the sharing a stage with 30-year teacher and high school football coaches. Yeah. And there's reverence on both sides. Oh, like yeah. they're talking about how they can't believe they're on the stage with these legends. And you guys are talking about how much of an honor it is to share the stage with these guys. So I thought that was super cool to see. I enjoyed every speech. Like you said, it was long, but it didn't feel long. I thought there was a lot of cool stuff in there.
Yeah, I mean, in those moments, you got to savor because you don't know what tomorrow brings. And to have, again, that stays full of that rich knowledge and the history, the stories, the backstories, how you got there was just once in a lifetime. And I'm praying that the word gets out, people hear about it, it becomes a thing that people want to come to Canton for.
Mm-hmm.
Also with the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I've been inducted into various Hall of Fames, but this one was very special because of who was on me. Eric Dickerson.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And who wasn't here was Orlando Pace and Charles Woodson, Billy Sims, Coach Cooper. I mean, just a who's who of football.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, like I'm really proud. Andre Rison. I mean, come on, man. And, this is a must-see event, and if you are a football aficionado, or even if you're not, coming to Canton just to see the rich history here, the hallowed grounds of the Hall of Fame, and just what they've been doing with this development is an attraction unto itself.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud. I can't wait to come back next year just as an alum and support it as best I can.
I know it's been like a pinch me day. Like every time I see somebody else, I'm like, this can't be real life.
Yeah.
This can't be real life. So
yeah.
As a coach yourself now, how important is it to continue to grow the game at the high school level to continue to grow young men?
Well, that's the foundation. That is the crux of it all. I mean, you don't get an opportunity to play college football without high school football. And unfortunately, you know, where college football is going, high school football is becoming less and less a priority. And that's scary to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're talking about having games on Friday nights. I mean, that should be
that's high school football.
It's high school football. Like Friday night lights is for high school football. Now you're infringing upon that. And now we're looking at how the portal has affected high school players, where now you have to be a made ready freshman to go in get you know recruited by Ohio State. These kids that aren't necessarily getting the opportunities are kind of like tweeners. They're still developing, growing. They're not getting those opportunities. And I'm seeing them come to my level, which is fine. But they have aspirations of playing, you know, major college football. And it's my job, and as a head coach, I'm going to develop them to that. So, you know, it's in some regards, I mean, we got hit with the pandemic. It was an influx of high school kids just out there looking for homes. And then you introduce the transfer portal and of course, NIL. And it's the wild, wild west. Yeah. So we got to be conscious of what high school football means. It teaches young men how to persevere through adversity. It teaches you teamwork. It teaches you to be selfless. It teaches you the great habits of what it takes to become a champion, to not think about the destination in terms of the end result, but more or less the process, you know, and what it takes to get there by all the small things, what doesn't require talent, being on time, being first in and last to leave, all those things, being uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
all the things that I had to do as a young man, as a football player, to be developed into what I am today. You know, these kids have to go through that, and high school is a part of that. So we've got to recognize the high school kids. We've got to recognize high school football and hold reverence to that and keep it sacred, because there's nothing like playing high school football on a Friday night. Nothing at all like it.
No, and I mean, we talk all the time, like, you know, being in high school, and we would have our lifting sessions all school year long, not just during the season. So, you know, you're going through the winter and the spring, and mm-hmm. then all our buddies are coming into school an hour and a half later.
Yeah.
But we're there at the crack of dawn to work out. And it just kind of sets that tone of, well, this is what it's going to be like when you get to college, when you get to, you know, your professional life right. work. Like, you have to be up. You have to be on time. You got to be accountable.
Yeah.
So just speaking back then on your own high school career, we got to hear your speech, which was great, by the way.
Yeah.
It was. But what did you have, like, a favorite memory from the game where you're like that really stands out in your memory, where like you went off or just something that really stands out in your mind?
Oh, man, it was a few games. It was one game we're playing Woodbury Forest, our fierce rival at Fork Union. And I was playing both ways. I was playing safety and running back, and it's like 95 degrees out. I'm going both ways. We didn't play at night games. We played in the day. And I am dead tired. I remember I gave up this big touchdown. It should have been an interception. And I gave up a touchdown, and I was the GOAT. Not in a good sense. What was about to happen. And I remember saying, man, you know, this is not going to end well. But I kept digging deeper. And I said, listen, I gotta come back. I got to make this happen. Long story short, we're driving in for what was possibly going to be the winning touchdown. And I took a draw like 60 yards to the house and, you know, redeemed myself. So in a span of 20 minutes, I go from being the scapegoat for a possible loss to becoming the hero for the game. And that always stood out to me. Now, I went on to my postgraduate year, have an amazing 6-game run. And I was on pace to, you know, rush for 2,000 yards that year and, you know, really put my name on the map for some big time stuff. But I was declared ineligible, unfortunately, because of a gentleman's agreement. And they forfeited our games. But that year, I just was so laser focused on one thing, and one thing only, was to get my grades, excellent grades, and to put a season together that know that I can't be denied at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my first game I had, we lost to Gonzaga, but I rushed for like 289 yards or something like that. Then the next game was like 330, and then the next one was like 220. My lowest output that over that 6-game stretch was 180 yards.
Oh, you know, it's still a good game.
Yeah, off. So in about 6 games, I had 15 touchdowns, 1,300 yards, and they did an article on me. And then I remember BYU coming in to like to see me at Fork Union. I was like really flattered, like, oh my God, it's coming together. You know, Louisville, Howard Stellenberger came by and his staff and George Welsh for Virginia. You know, that's when Terry Kirby and those boys were number one in the country at that time. And I was on cloud nine, man. I was in the barracks like the man. Like, hey, yo, Eddie, who's coming to see you today? I was like, I don't know. I love him. So, but no, Ohio State was the choice for me, for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Let's all take a minute to wish happy birthday to the United States of America. And there's no better way to celebrate America's birthday than with the best meats available for your backyard cookouts this 4th of July season. Right now, you can save 50% off site-wide during the Omaha Steaks 4th of July sale. So break out the grills and get ready for the 4th of July celebrations with Omaha Steaks. Get the burgers, the chicken, the jumbo franks, the brats. And of course, get the steaks. Those things are incredible. They've got appetizers, meatballs, wings. They've got desserts. They've even got wine. They've got everything you guys need to celebrate America's birthday with your friends and your family. Go to omahasteaks.com/dogs and use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out, and you'll get an extra $30 off your order. So set off the fireworks in everybody's mouth with Omaha Steaks this 4th of July. Head to omahasteaks.com/dogs. Get 50% off site-wide during the 4th of July sale. And make sure you guys punch in that promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out to get an extra $30 off your order. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded, who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, speaking a little bit about your Ohio State career, my dad was actually at the game where he set the single game rushing record against Illinois. 314 yards, 3 touchdowns. Just so you know, that's not your best game ever. You, one time for the Titans on NFL 2K2, you rushed for 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns in one game.
In one game. Wow.
I was pretty good at the game.
I'll take that. 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns?
So the game was preset to 8-minute quarters, but I couldn't get you the stats I wanted in 8-minute quarters, so I bumped it up to 15, and I would catch every punt return, run it back to the one and knee, and then give you the ball and let you run for 99
yards. That's not football, man. But I appreciate that. And probably had like stamina. Was what they had stamina then?
It was on turned off.
turned off.
The break tackle was all the way up.
Wow,
that's like that's awesome. But yeah, so awesome. This is actually your second best game ever. But I just, what does it mean to have a game like that for such a historic university? Have that under your belt, be in the record book. What's that mean to you?
Well, now it's no longer the single game rushing record that was broken 2 years ago, I think. But for what it stands for, you know, prior to that, if you know my story, you know, I fumbled twice against Illinois in my freshman year. Mm-hmm. And I struggled to get back on the field. Our backfield was loaded. And like I said, Robert was there my freshman year. He was a sophomore, redshirt sophomore. Raymond Harris, mm-hmm. Butler Benote, Jeff Cothran, a couple of other young backs. And they all played in the NFL, mind you. Mm-hmm. So it was a tough road for me. So I had to dig myself out of the doghouse and grind, man. Over that 2 year period, I mean, I could have gone to a different school and ran away from that adversity that I ran toward it. I'm glad I did, you know, because it taught me that, you know, you cannot run from those demons. You got to meet it head on. And what you'll find is once you conquer that, you'll see the greatness there. So I say all that to say I was able to play against a top-ranked defense in Illinois, who was ranked number one in the country versus the run, on a day where everybody in the stadium knew we were going to run the football. Mm-hmm. It was cold. It was wet. It was snowing. We were down. Terry Glenn, who wasn't playing in the game because he suffered a separated shoulder the week before. And – It was 9-on-7. You know, if you play football, that's a drill where it's the safeties are unblocked in practice, and it's you versus the safeties. And we just imposed our will on them that day. Orlando was amazing. Ricky Dudley was awesome blocking. Nikki Sualua, Juan Porter, Jamie Sumner, Eric Golson. You know, they were all phenomenal guys up front, man. And we were just clicking on all cylinders. And I recall in the first half, I mean, I was just unconscious. My sole goal was to just beat Illinois. That was it. They came in talking so much trash. They were like, yeah, we have a lease on Ohio Stadium. When they play us, they choke and all that. I said, okay. Oh, you rank number two in the country. You going to disrespect us coming in here? Okay. Gloves are off. And I remember going at halftime, I'm going to the locker room, and Jamie Sumner says, yo, dude, you see how many yards you have right now? It was like 180 at halftime. I was like, I didn't even realize it. I wasn't even counting the yards. I just had my mind on beating this football team and not giving them an opportunity to find a way to get back in the ballgame. And mind you, that with 300 was done in three quarters. So wow. I was sitting down for pretty much the whole fourth quarter.
And Illinois probably wasn't talking much more.
Nah. And they had two guys that went in the top five in the NFL draft that year, Simeon Rice and Kevin Hardy.
Those are good mm-hmm. players. Wow.
Yes, sir.
So before we get you out of here, first of all, thank you so much for sitting down with us, taking mm-hmm. some time. Just if you had to give one piece of advice to a young high school kid out there trying to make it to the next level, you're a college coach. What's one piece of advice you'd give to them to try to make it?
Oh, man, is to take care of your grades. The better your grades, the more opportunities you give yourself to go to any institution. And that's, you don't want to be an academic liability. You know, you might have the talent, but talent can take you so far. Your grind, your work ethic, who you are on a day-to-day basis is who you're going to be on the football field, meaning that the moment that you wake up, what is your intention? Do you make your bed? Are you eating right? Are you thinking right? Are you around the right people? Are you praying at night? I mean, all that stuff matters, because somebody said it today that without faith, there is no hope. And you've got to have faith in this thing, because you're going to get slapped across the face with so many different things that are going to come against you trying to for you to accomplish your goal, that you can get discouraged. And doubt creeps in, and then you're in a state of distortion from the truth, and then you're separate from your ultimate goal, and you're discouraged from even moving on in it. So the key is to connect to the right things, connect to the right people, build in every day a goal to read something that's impactful, saying the right mantras to yourself from a mental perspective, getting around the right people of like-mindedness and people that are going to challenge you from a social perspective, you know, train your ass off, you know, by working out, getting your sleep, eating right, doing all the things there. And then, you know, from a mental, spiritual, social, physical, that's what I would say. I would say those four things, find something every day to doing that. And that's how you're sharpening your saw.
Man, I got 4 years eligibility left. Let's go.
I'm not ready.
My knees probably ain't going to let me.
Awesome. I appreciate you sitting down with us, man. This was a dream come true.
Well, I enjoyed it.
So thank you so much. And once again, congratulations on the induction.
Thank you. Now I'm going to have a glass of wine.
So enjoy it.
Yeah. Enjoy, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.